This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. How do you do? We do fine here. Jay Kirshner is here to help me celebrate the good news. The good news from Domino's. Now, there's a recycling guide on every single Domino's pizza box. Never mind what's inside, which is pretty much crap, but the box is great. Domino's now delivering their pizza. This makes the whole thing worthwhile. Buy a crappy pizza and get a good box. Believe it or not, billions of corrugated cardboard boxes go unrecycled because consumers are too damn lazy to do whatever they're supposed to do with them. Some people think that the leftover grease and the cheese might gum up the recycling machinery. Mm-hmm. Why don't you let them worry about that?
What they're saying. They're like, no, the machinery can handle this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Recycle the boxes.
All right, send them down there. And
don't leave pizza in the boxes when you put it into the recycling. Like, let's be smart about that. But go ahead. Send them on in.
Yep. Send them down. No difference in machine function, whether there are chemicals in the box or not. And they reuse the boxes. That's the stuff is recycled. You know, you often see on a box recycled, and that's what you want. That's the desire. I'm not a, you know, there's some people who take up the cause, and you have recycling bins and all that good stuff. And I think that's a very worthwhile effort, frankly, because we waste so doggone much stuff here in this country. Our packaging is just plastic and boxes and whatever other things are around. So it's a good thing to be conscious of all of these things and to teach your children, your grandchildren about this, why it makes sense to do it without becoming, you know, I don't want to listen to some lecture or somebody says, oh, you ought to be doing that for this, for that. No, it's just, it's courteous, it's common sense, it's good for everybody. That's all. Sell it that way instead of pounding, you know, like a lot of the environmentalists who go way beyond. That's what we were talking about before. With that white privilege card, and it's a reaction because, although it's really kind of gross, frankly, but it's a reaction to a reaction. So one, it's like the domino effect. One thing happens, and then something else happens, and then there's another something happens. So it's bound to, and then, it, you know, kind of, if you ever see those dominoes, then they make them in a circle. What goes around comes around. It starts at one point, and it goes all the way around. And that's kind of what is going on here with a lot of these things that we find to be overbearing. I find some people who are environmentalists just extremely overbearing. I don't want to listen to you lecture me about what I ought to do. It ought to be that we're smart enough or we teach each other or teach our children or however the education works on these sorts of things. It should not be something that is like a religion or a mantra. It's something that you take responsibility for. And at least in my world, that's the way it works. So
yeah. Doesn't that feel good when you purchase something that's made from recycled material?
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, yeah. Recycled pajamas. Somebody else wore them before you did. That's good.
I was thinking more of like, I think Nike's doing it. Recycled material for shoes.
Right. Yep. The President of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, coming here to Massachusetts, my home state, the anniversary of the famous John Kennedy speech, setting the goal of landing a man on the moon before the end of the decade. This was 1962, and the first man on the moon got there before the end of the decade. Summertime 1969. So Joe's going to speak at the John F. Kennedy Library next Monday. He's going to initiate another big deal. He says he wants to end cancer as we know it. His son, Bo, died of cancer, brain cancer. I remember that. 2015. So what he's referring to it as the cancer moonshot. The goal is to eradicate cancer by the end of this decade. Wow. How about that?
That'd be great.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, he's also going to, there's so much federal aid coming to Massachusetts now because the bridges and roads are in such terrible shape. He's going to discuss a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that is already in the works, right? And all the projects that are being done across the country, there are more in Massachusetts per capita than any place else. So that's why he's using the stop in Massachusetts to talk about, or maybe the bray. You know how the donkeys bray? It's the noise that they make, and this is kind of noise. Because in addition to talking about fixing the roads, we got to talk about climate change. We got to do something about it. Let's make everybody have an electric car so they can't use them on hot days when there's not enough power in the system to power air conditioners or refrigerators or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And I know sometimes I sound like a broken, what is it, a broken
record?
Record, thank you. Beating a horse to death, whatever. But that's the way my mind works. So, like it or lump it, as we used to say as a kid, digest it or dump it. That's how it works.
That's
all right.
So graphic.
Thank you. The data is out today. Fresh concerns. This is something I think we ought to be concerned about, okay? The number of police and military who are a part of January the 6th. This is something that is, talk about gross. I find this to be gross, frankly. There are a number of elected officials and police chiefs on the most recently leaked Oath Keepers list. Did you see this list? Former members are some who are from the group are distancing themselves from those. You know, these people are supposed to enforce the law and protect us, and instead they were there whooping it up. It's and I found this to be the case, frankly, in my own neck of the woods, where the police who are Trumpers, like Trump, that it interferes with their thinking on the job. And, you know, there are a lot of young kids that are coming along that are mixing it up with the older cops, and the older cops have become a little jaded, shall we say, mm-hmm. And I get it. Because the public support for police, good policing, is erratic, irregular, and also oftentimes inconsistent. Right? The nonsense about defunding the police. What a bunch of morons. Come on. What, you're going to defund the police? You're going to have nobody, right? Let's get rid of the police. We can take care of ourselves. Right, says the guy who stuck a knife in the neck of the person that he was trying to steal a car from in Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's not have any police. But then the police use their time often, and I say this, I don't want this to be a generic kind of all across the board, because it's not true for everybody, but a few bad apples give the rest of the apples in the barrel a bad name.
Oh, 100%. Just look at everybody who was there at Jan 6. There were people who did not go into the Capitol at all.
No.
They were just there protesting well within their rights, and they lost their jobs because they happened to be in the background of somebody else's photo. And again, they were not part of the insurrection that went into the Capitol, but yet they became guilty by association of just simply being there.
Yeah. Well, it's not a good place to be. Ty Cobb, one of the legends of Major League Baseball. You're going to love this story. Don't go away right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I know that. That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
One of my neighbors wants me to come over for dinner tonight and he asked me what my favorite meal was. And I told him, very simple, piece of white fish and some veggies and I'll bring the ice cream. That's why they invite me. They don't really want me to come for dinner. They want me to bring some ice cream.
Yeah, because you bring the good ice cream.
Good ice cream. All right, so here's the latest. This will be the latest. Excuse me for a second while I get rid of my...
That frog in the throat. Allergies just won't quit. I feel like I keep having that, like, blah, going on.
Bring on Christmas and the cold weather. Excuse me.
And then we have the indoor dust allergies. So, like, we really can't ever win. It's just life at this point.
Well, I have the new Eden Pure thing in the house. And it doesn't seem, it's good because it gets rid of the smells and stuff, but obviously it hasn't gotten to the heart or the root of my allergies, and it may be that that's because they're so deep-rooted. Some people are so deep-rooted, you can't get rid of them that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ty Cobb, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He is, if you're a collector, a baseball card collector, a Ty Cobb card is the holy grail for collectors. So this card, probably worth, who knows how many millions of dollars.
Yeah.
There are 40 or 50 of them that exist. But if you're looking for something that's really unique, there's another piece of memorabilia that's on the block. Right now, you can buy Ty Cobb's dentures. The tops and the bottoms are on the block.
Surely one of a kind.
Original plaster denture holder and a brass opening device. His teeth were preserved, according to his biographer, for a long time. He died in 1961. So somehow or other, they got to Sotheby's.
Oh, no, the biographer had the teeth.
Oh, he had the teeth.
Yeah, the biographer had the teeth, and that's how he unloaded them to Sotheby's in 1999. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else took them over until recently.
Right. So anyway, his batting average, well, it has to do with his being famous, of course. He had great batting average. He's in Cooperstown. But let's see here. If the teeth were on display in the Baseball Hall of Fame, as a matter of fact, for a while. So the bidding ends on Friday. It's up to $10,000. Seven people
Which
have
seems
bid.
So low.
It does, right.
It's shocking that this is even a thing. And then on the flip side, it's like, oh, only $10,000?
Right. For Ty Cobb's teeth. All right. Check that out at the Sotheby's website. I guess if you're interested in bidding. I think I'll pass on that one. 21 after the hour here. Ty Cobb's teeth. Woo!
Okay.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The only wholesome bread that you're ever going to hear me talking about is made from wheat that has been ground into flour by a stone-type mill within just a few hours of its conversion to bread. You have to get such flour from a supplier who grinds wheat daily, or you get a small mill and you grind your own wheat.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this? This is something I feel like I'm the host of Beat Shazam. You ever watch that? Do you ever watch that?
I haven't, but I am familiar with it.
Yeah, it's
a
very good
concept.
Yeah, it is.
Because how many times are you in the car with somebody and you hear something and you're like, do you know this? Do you ever play that with people?
That song.
Like, okay, do you know this song first?
Yeah, right. Do I know that song? Oh, come on. Let's keep it up. Don't go away so fast with the music. I'll tell you when I want you to drop it. This is
so good.
A Ricky Martin song, so crank this up, will you? All right. So the reason that we are following this trending item on social media about Ricky Martin is because he's filed a $20 million lawsuit against his own nephew.
He should.
Yeah.
The kid
said, you sexually molested me. And he said, no, I didn't.
And carried on an incestuous relationship for like 7 months that all ended up being false. And apparently, once he withdrew his own lawsuit, he didn't stop harassing Ricky Martin. And he's still saying, like, you need to give me some cash or I'm going to deteriorate your career and all this stuff. So Ricky's like, okay, bro, dude, lawsuit time.
Yeah,
enough is enough.
It is.
You can desist.
That's a pro. You know, I have that with one of my neighbors. They think that they're controlling a situation that I'm involved in, and they don't. And their stuff has amounted to harassment. So you can find a good lawyer and go after him. The harassment certainly will stop. I don't know that this guy's got $20 million, but I think the point is well made under the circumstances, right? And it's a point for everybody to learn from.
Well, especially because Ricky Martin's career was put on hold, essentially, during this time. He was facing prison time. He lost multi-million dollar, like, these really lucrative deals because of everything. Because, once again, we say it's innocent until proven guilty, but the fact remains that it's guilty until proven innocent.
Sure is, especially with social media. All right, here's something that's floating around that's kind of cool. I was watching the Paul Anka special. I don't know, I clicked on this the other night on, I think it was a PBS station, Paul Anka and a tribute to Frank Sinatra, which is quite a good concert. And now Anka has received Anka, A-N-K-A, not as some people would say from the Northeast Anchor. Paul Anka received the French Order of Merit from the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, a big tribute in France, very, very popular there. He has been since he was a kid when he did, Put Your Head on My Shoulder and Oh, Please Stay By Me, Diana. What do you have for music? Yeah, crank this up a little, will you? Another good moldy oldie. Baby! I found myself singing along when in this concert that he did. I kind of like, you know, I've sort of matriculated to some of these concert shows. Like, I love the old T.J. Lubinsky shows. If you can get rid of the damn Begathon, the contents, the music goes just swell. And I find myself singing along because I actually, if I do say so myself, have a pretty good voice when I'm thinking about it or paying attention to it. And I like to sing oftentimes just see if I can hit the high notes. Anka can still hit them, I'll tell you that. And this is a well-deserved, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, nice. He's 81 and still performing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sold out shows.
I knew him, I met him, he was, he lived across the street from Ed McMahon in Beverly Hills. And when I was friends with Ed, I one night went over there and he's very, 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 very passive, very sweet guy. So good for him. Got a nice, well-deserved award. 28 after the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Democrat official in the Las Vegas government who was the focus of stories written by murdered Las Vegas investigative reporter Jeff Durman was arrested in the case Wednesday on suspicion of murder. Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis was taken into custody after a standoff with SWAT. Authorities searched his home for hours earlier Wednesday. That's according to Metro Police Sheriff Joe Lombardo. A California sheriff's deputy was arrested after allegedly killing a married couple in their Dublin, California home early Wednesday morning. Dublin is about a 35-minute drive north of San Jose. 24-year-old Devin Williams Jr. was taken into custody less than 12 hours after a search for him. Williams is a member of the Alameda County Sheriff's Department and was off duty at the time of the shooting. The National Football League season kicks off tonight in Southern California as the Rams host the Bills. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A Democrat official in the Las Vegas government who was the focus of stories written by murdered Las Vegas investigative reporter Jeff German was arrested in the case Wednesday on suspicion of murder. Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis was taken into custody after a standoff with SWAT. Authorities searched his home for hours earlier Wednesday, according to Las Vegas Metro Police Sheriff Joe Lombardo. A California sheriff's deputy was arrested after allegedly killing a married couple in their Dublin, California home Wednesday morning. Dublin is about a 35-minute drive north of San Jose. 24-year-old Devin Williams Jr. was taken into custody less than 12 hours into a search for him. Williams, a member of the Alameda County Sheriff's Department, was off duty at the time of the shooting. Opening the National Football League season tonight in Southern California, the Rams will be hosting the Buffalo Bills. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Good news department. Here's the story of a couple of long-lost brothers
that are being reunited after 77 years.
Family was divided after the war. Ted, along with his other siblings, Barry and John, separated from the youngest brother after their mother died of cancer at the age of 30.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surprise! Here we are again. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Stefan is a derivative of Stephanopoulos, a Greek, some Greek. We did the whole thing. Jay Kirshner is here. But you've done this with your family tree as well. Go into, what is it, 23andMe and some of the other things that are... advertiser
on my history, all those.
Yeah. Go to Harry Gates or Henry Gates. Have him do a whole profile. This portion, by the way, of the program, we're not going to talk to Henry Gates. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle. You got one? Your boat, your RV, and your car. All together for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. Go to progressive.com, their website, or you can dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Check that out. Also, check out the good news here. A Swiss retailer called Migros. Is that how you pronounce it? M-I-G-R-O-S? Migros? Migros?
That's what I would think.
Yeah. They said they're launching a coffee-making system that is designed to replace capsules that produce all these waste. But we were big on this. I think this is the, you know, everybody thought those Keurigs were the greatest things in sliced bread until you see all those little pocket plastic things all over the place. You drink coffee?
I do.
Yeah, you do a little bit, right?
I do.
So do you use one of these machines?
While I am in my current living situation, yes, there is one, but I am
I don't drink
coffee first thing in the morning. Well, because my husband hates the smell of coffee, home brewers. It's typically I will later in the morning.
How is it when he kisses you after you've had a cup of coffee?
Oh, we're married. We don't kiss. We don't touch. It's keep your distance. Stay away.
That's lovely. Okay. Congratulations. We're married. I'm sleeping over here. You sleep over there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Lovely.
Keep your space.
Yeah. Keep your distance. Maybe that's what makes the relationship last. Who knows? At any rate, so what are they using? If they're not using the usual stuff, then what are they using?
It's coffee balls. Can we just say how much fun coffee balls is to say? It's coffee balls. They're this thin, flavorless seaweed-based cover. And then once you have that
coffee. So does the seaweed get into the taste of the coffee?
No, because it's flavorless. And then once
flavorless
that coffee is used, you can just toss it away with the rest of the grounds.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be rolling out in 2023 in Europe, so let's hope it works and they can bring it over here because coffee balls.
Roll out the coffee, we'll have a barrel of fun. Some women in the news, teenage mother of twins, astonished to find that her babies, this lady was getting around, man, her babies were from two different men, both of whom she had slept with on the same day. The lady is remaining anonymous. I think that's probably a pretty good idea. Said she wanted to confirm who the father was, so she decided to take the paternity test. Again, twins.
Mm-hmm.
And the shock was that there are two different fathers to these babies.
Yeah, the DNA only matched one of the twins. And she did it again, and the same results came back. And then she recalled, oh, wait, there was another guy on that same day.
Phew.
Reached out to him, and the results, yep. And one of the guys is non-existent in this whole scenario, where the other gentleman is taking over fathership of both of them.
Ah.
His biological child and then the other child, yep.
Yeah. But I saw this, and I thought to myself, ooh. And then I remembered some of the things from my deep, dark past, and I decided to pass on any judgment. At any rate, this is sort of an interesting reality.
But if this were a guy who slept with two women on the same day, it would people wouldn't even bat an eye.
No. Nope. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Here's another woman, this lady Sue Bird, who was in the WNBA. After 21 years, she has called it quits. The career coming to a close this week. Played for the Seattle Storm. Lost to the Las Vegas Aces 97-92, game 4 of the WNBA semifinal. You following this? I don't follow.
I haven't been. I really haven't followed the WNBA since Cleveland had a team, the Rockers. But I loved it. Like back when nobody was watching the WNBA, it wasn't even televised. That's when it was my jam. I was obsessed with the Rockers. We would always go to the games, and I had.
Well, didn't you play high school? Football,
basketball,
basketball,
soccer, softball, all the things.
I don't know. Well, I shouldn't swallow my words when I say. Yeah, I swallowed football. There are women who are just as good, just as tough, just as strong, just as able to play football as men are. And I think they ought to be. This whole business about equality, right? And Title IX, when that came into effect how many years ago, 30, 40 years ago, which gave women, young women in school, the equal opportunity to have a sport that they wanted to play, available to them to play. I thought that was extraordinarily appropriate. I was still teaching school at the time in the early 70s when that came into effect. And I thought it was, I was the only person, as a matter of, now I'm beginning to remember, I was the only person, the only teacher in my school, other than the women's gym teacher, who thought that Title IX was a great idea. And so I got a new friend with her because I was supporting it. A bunch of old fogies who were had been. I was teaching junior high school English and speech from 68 to 72. And I taught with most of the teachers that I'd had when I was in junior high school only, what, 8 years or 9 years before that. And they are these old, well, I was about to say F-A-R-T-S, but they are. They were. Anyway, so they didn't want to, nah, we don't want to spend waste money on women's athletics. No, why would you spend money having women play basketball and baseball, ooh, and track? And so,
because athleticism is
ridiculous.
Wonderful. In any sex, any gender. Well, and this is one of the things, too, where it does get a little sexist, but on the flip side, which we're not used to seeing, but if there are, if there's only male sports for something like, say, football, the girls can try out. They're allowed to do that. And a lot of times the soccer players will become the kickers. And we've seen where there's a lot more girls that are becoming quarterbacks. But on the flip side, say, cheerleaders. I remember when I was in high school, there was a freshman boy who wanted to be a cheerleader, and he was really good.
Yep.
And they said that, you know, you're amazing, you're probably the best person, but you're not going to make a team, the team, because we don't have a uniform for you. He offered to buy his own uniform, and they still said no.
So, so then you get to the heart of the real matter. My roommate, my freshman year at Heidelberg, my roommate Bill Maher was a cheerleader. He was really athletic. He had played football, but he didn't want to. He wanted to be a cheerleader. So he joined the cheerleading squad and was the captain of it. And then after he joined, then I think there were a couple of other guys who joined. And they had no apologies. They weren't wimps. And they were good. And the girls on the squad loved him. I'm not sure. That wasn't his motivation. But at any rate, he was really good. And for the 4 years we were there, he was one of the... I think he became the junior and senior year. He's the chief, or what do they call him? The head cheerleader.
The captain.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, that's the story of what's going on in women's athletics. Here's International Literacy Day, an event that's been promoted by the UN since 1967. Reminding people to read. This is, well, it's book week. Wasn't it yesterday or the day before we were talking about books and
hardcover? Yes, it was Read-A-Book Day, and that was followed by Buy-A-Book Day, which you would think those would be flipped. They weren't.
Yep, right. And now this is a focus on children. This is for, if the UN's behind it, I know the literacy agenda, learning how to read is something that is, this is international. It's not just in America, but there's a big problem in certain pockets of America where kids are illiterate. They don't go to school. They just, they're on their own. Dolly Parton has become a big supporter of this. And as a matter of fact, she has gifted 188 million books. How about that? She's bought, paid for 188 million books since she launched this business in 1995. So this is quite a popular way. And she's like everything else with her. She doesn't crow about it. She doesn't talk about it other than what she wants to do to promote, to help. And this is nothing, but you talk about good news. She uses her celebrity for good 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
She's
it's really
a genuine one.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely.
She's the real deal. And so anyway, it's kind of cool. I want you, speaking about learning, this is something I read in a book this week that I wanted to share with you. It's called Biofluorescence. You want to learn what it is? What is biofluorescence? We'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait. They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, so that's one of the, we're talking about voices on commercials. While we were listening to that commercial, the voice of Tom Migliore, who was one of the two brothers on Car Talk for however many years. His brother died, and that's why they stopped doing the show. Actually, they didn't stop doing the show. After he died 3 or 4 years ago, they just kept running the shows because it was great. The two brothers got $1 million a year from PBS for doing that one-hour Saturday show. Most popular show that's ever been on PBS. And so his voice is still really very recognizable, which is kind of cool. All right, so we're talking about books and what you can learn and how great it is to be inquisitive. I find that that's one of the things that motivates me, is learning more about lots of different things. So if you've not heard of bioluminescence, here's Professor Doug's Classroom of the Air, right? This is exemplified by organisms like fireflies. And as Jay said to me when we went into the break, you talking about fish? Yep. Some fish emit their own light. But I didn't know that the two were the same thing. In other words, fireflies and the fish that glow in the dark, mm-hmm. It's the same thing that makes them light up.
Oh,
and
it
has
cool.
Basically gone unexplored, this biofluorescence thing. It's when blue light hits the surface of, in this case, sea life, it prompts a different color to appear on the creatures. And so this is one of the things, because when you go really deep in the ocean, there are you can't see anything. It's as dark as night down in the bottom of the ocean. So divers, though, when they somehow or other get to a certain point, they can see these fish that glow in the dark. And so it's kind of like wearing a 3D glass, pair of glasses, you know? That's what happened. They put a filter on their eye mask. And so this is something that I saw in National Geographic, if you want to research it out, the story of biofluorescence and how much more scientists have paid attention to in the last month, in the last decade or so. A lot of these expeditions that go down and look for mysteries of the sea. This is what they're finding. So I thought that was kind of cool. All right, 10 before the hour here.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a regular feature of the Good Day program and Good Day Health. Here we focus on the good things that are going on in your body and how to recognize them, the bad things that are going on in your body. People have questions, specific questions about specific things. So Ken from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida is here. By the way, you can always reach out. People are always asking me, why don't you put this number up on the screen? I don't know if we have a screen handy, but here it is, 352-735-1400 for Ken. Connection to either an office visit or telemedicine. He's very, very attentive, shall we say. Now, a couple of women questions here, Ken. First one about menstrual cycles and whether or not short cycles are linked to having early menopause. What would does early menopause mean? Or which comes first, I guess, is the question.
Well, this comes out of the medical journal Menopause this week. It's actually looking into the crystal ball into your future for menopause, ladies. So the length of your monthly menstrual cycle may provide clues about the severity of symptoms you will experience during menopause and when it will start. Women with short menstrual cycles, that's less than 25 days during their reproductive years, Doug, are likely to experience more menopause symptoms. They were also more likely to start menopause earlier than women with normal menstrual cycles that are 16 to 34 days.
All right, now, let's connect that to a study on breastfeeding and how it helps the heart, not necessarily just of the baby, but of the mother as well. How are those connected?
This is where you're lucky to be a woman. This comes out of the American Heart Association that breastfeeding can deliver long-term heart benefits to both mother and child. The immune system of newborns and infants can be strengthened, we know, by breast milk. which has long been acknowledged as an ideal nutrient during the first months of life. But the news is that also women who breastfeed at least once during their lives, Doug, have a 17% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease than those who never breastfed. Women who breastfeed are 12% less likely to have a stroke, 14% less likely to have heart disease, and 11% less likely to develop cardiovascular diseases over the course of an average 10 years of follow-up in this study. And women, if you can't breastfeed, if you tried it, it didn't work, please don't feel stressed out about it. You can only do your best. And guys, unfortunately, we don't get this honor to have this benefit. But those who can, it's a wonderful experience.
All right. So in league with that, there's a lady who's telling a story now. She was told she was too young for a mammogram. And then 8 months later, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, a California woman. So what is how she was 15, 16, and then 29 is when I'm trying to figure out the timing, and I'm not quite sure. But when I saw this, I thought, wow, how does this get how does something like this happen? Is this part of what the modern medical world is all about, Ken? Somebody telling somebody they're too young and then they've got breast cancer? We all make mistakes, but wow. This is stage 4. That's the end of the line for most people when they get it, right?
Well, this is truly, I don't know the details of this case. I certainly will look. If it's as you've described, this is certainly a very unfortunate, what we call treatment failure, where people are just so outside of the norms that these tests are not approved for, you know, tiny fractions of a percent. And it sounds like this unfortunate woman probably had just some bad genes, and that's usually why you see anything like this. But this is a very unusual case.
Well, in this circumstance, apparently she does have it in her. She was denied the mammogram twice because of her age and because of her family history. And it turns out that there was some misinformation about her family history. But the ultrasound showed what was going on. And, you know, she'll have to do chemotherapy, her breast removed. That's a pretty awful price to pay for that kind of a mistake.
Well, somebody's going to have to face the fire there.
Face the music.
We need more, because if that patient had a family history, a genetic issue, and then had an exam that was done, I would hope that that unfortunate woman was not turned down for diagnostics.
Right. All right, there it is. The answers to your questions, send them in to me, Doug at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.